Hey guys, Wildurst here with a few choice words about the newest foreign policy tar pit the president's being backed into, known as Benghazi. After flogging this issue nonstop since September 11th, the Fox News team has finally pushed the story of the Libyan embassy riot that resulted in the death of four Americans back into the public consciousness, claiming that many legitimate questions need to be answered. Was the protest planned or spontaneous? Did the group that initiated the attack have any affiliation with Arab terrorists? Who altered the talking points, the CIA or the State Department? Having taken all this in, the American people responded with even more penetrating questions. Who cares? What difference does it make? Aren't we stuffed to the gills with this partisan gobbledygook already? Who really gives an albino rat's ass? Tragic, violent events occurring in the Middle East. Oh no, not that. Infighting amongst government agencies. Could this be happening again? Republicans accusing a Democratic administration of not being patriotic enough. What are the odds? America's eyes are collectively glazing over. We have been told for the last 20, 30 years that Libya is a godless pit of iniquity, and now they want us to assess blame on our own guys? After they themselves voted down additional money for embassy security? You gotta be kidding me. But the GOP is convinced it has the White House on the run and now is calling for investigative committees and dedicated inquiry boards, and pretty soon it'll be special prosecutors and courts hopping full of kangaroos and then barbed wire and dungeon doors with keys specifically designed to be thrown away just in time for the midterms. And hopefully Hillary Clinton and her 2016 presidential run rot behind the same Benghazi smokescreen. But as with all smokescreens, you better pay close attention to which way the wind blows. Could easily end up choking on that very same stuff. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.